an attitude of gratitude. Wow. Thankfulness. That's a tough one. As I was contemplating and writing this sermon, I must say I've been very much challenged. Us Brits, that's me, I'm British, I'm English, I'm half Welsh, half English. So when I say us Brits, we have a reputation for complaining. We're famous. The Australians have a term for us, our cousins, and they call us whinging poms. And I have relations in Australia, I've been there, I have a sister there, cousins there, nephews and nieces there, and it's a term of endearment, usually, but it depends how it's said. Now, pom means pomegranate, because we go bright red in the sun with our fair complexion. But we turn it back to them and call them poms, because they're prisoners of Her Majesty. We remind them that we exiled them in the first place, and we have this banter going to and from. And I think mostly we, you know, that is justified, because the first thing a British person usually does is complain about the weather. It's too hot.
It's too cold.
It's too windy.
The UK's
well too rainy. Yeah, yeah. So, I think it's justified. They think that we're emotionally unstable to deal with any sort of adverse condition without complaining negatively. So, fault finding, complaining, whining, and whinging. And we can laugh at that. I can laugh at that and probably say it's true. I've travelled quite extensively, but I don't think it's an English syndrome alone. Maybe a Western one. It's not exclusive to our nationalities. Having said that, I have noticed the more material possessions we possess as people, the more likely they are the ones that complain. The happiest person that I ever met in my life was a time where I was working in Swaziland, helped building an orphanage, and this young man I met, he was life-changing for me. He didn't have anything that we would call anything, but he had everything. Before I met him, he didn't even have shoes on his feet. He didn't have parents. They both died of AIDS before he even knew them. But the joy of the Lord in this young man, he was rich. But we would say he was poor. Because his material possession, he was bankrupt. But he was overflowing with grace and God's riches. What am I grateful about? What are we grateful about? I need you to listen up this morning, because I will be asking some questions and I will expect some answers from you. So no going to sleep, no thinking what you're gonna cook for the dinner. Give me your attention, please, because I will ask you some questions and hopefully you may be able to answer me. During our experience, I think it's fair to say that all of us suffer with pride, bitterness, selfishness, self-pity, and negativity at some time during our experience. But having the attitude of gratitude, this is what it means, can literally transform that. It can really change it. More so for us that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Wow. Amen. Dear Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence amongst us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you didn't leave us, but you came to us to rescue us, to redeem us, to save us from ourselves. And as I attempt to share your word and explain it and talk about it, I pray in my weakness your strength would be made perfect and you would make yourself known to us through the power of your Holy Spirit. For your name's sake. Amen. An attitude of gratitude. What sort of attitudes do we have? Bad attitude? A good attitude? Indifferent? Or an attitude of gratitude? Well, I've broken this down into some stages, and I've labeled the first point, thoughtless. Thoughtless. I'm quite a thoughtless person because I'm a guy. My wife will tell you I forget things that are important, and I think I'm not alone in that. We become preoccupied with life, the cares, the worries, the expectations, our jobs, the deadlines, and just general day-to-day busyness. Sometimes I have the habit, we perhaps have the habit, of forgetting the important things, the things that matter the most. By that, I mean we have a tendency to forget about God and all the gifts that he gives us and the benefits that we receive on account of those gifts. I think as Christians, we need to remember that we're broken people, that we're faulty people. The Bible calls us sinful, but we're saved by grace through faith. And that is a gift from God, the Bible tells us, the gift of God. But even so, those of us that have given our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him for our salvation, we're still broken. We're still prone to wander, the Bible says. Like sheep, we're prone to go astray. We're prone to go our own way. Would it be fair to say that our praise and worship reflects our thankfulness to God? Maybe. But does our thankfulness and gratitude to God depend on our circumstances? I'm quite tired, to be honest with you, today. Been working really hard, been up early every day this week, and it was a bit of a struggle to enter in, to choose to worship this morning. And if I didn't know what I was preaching, I probably took my foot off the gas a bit. Because that's my circumstances. But God is worthy, despite my circumstances. Mm. And that is something that I need to remember. That is something that I need to have an attitude about, an attitude of gratitude. But before we became saved, if you like, into a relationship with our Lord, we were like these lepers. We were outcasts. We were exiled. We were excluded, not included. But God, in his mercy, was rich in his mercy, sought us out. And if you know the Lord this morning, he brought you out of darkness and put you into his marvelous light. An attitude. What does that mean? What is it? Well, it's the way we think and feel about someone or something. It's a feeling, a way of our feeling that affects our behavior. And gratitude, thankfulness, is a state of being. Happiness, grateful, thankful. And I and us, we have to constantly remind ourselves of that. Constantly. Ingratitude is the opposite. Thanklessness, a sense of entitlement. We can be in danger of like the little boy who was given an orange by a man, and the boy's mother said, "What do you say to the nice man?" And he said, "Peel it."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. We laugh so much, I can see myself saying to the guy, "Peel it." Is that what we're like with the Lord? Is that what I'm like? Well, to be honest with you, sometimes, yes, I am. Thankless. I was debating whether to tell you this story, but I will. It's a true story. In Wales, not long after I'd been married to Maya, we were both living in Wales for nearly 5 years before we came back to Macedonia. And I opened a business that did wooden floor restoration. In fact, any wood restoration service. And I was quite good at it. I'm a French polisher by trade, and I can do anything with wood finishing. It's a gift God has given me. And I really like to work with my hands, and it's such an enjoyable process because you can see the transformation. You can see the restoration. And God really blessed this business. It wasn't a big business, but it was a successful business. I had employees, I had a vehicle, and I also, you know, I'm a car guy. I probably let you know this. If you know me by now, I love cars. So I opened a second business, which was selling cars on the internet, and I sold them on eBay. But I specialized in sports cars and luxury vehicles, and I did all right. At one particular time, I bought this vehicle, and I'd had the pleasure of driving and owning these vehicles before I sold them. So I had some really nice cars at one time. One particular time, I had a 4-liter XJ6 Jaguar. Beautiful car in British Racing Green, alloy wheels, Connelly leather. It had every toy imaginable. Press a button, a blind would come up. Climate control, dual climate control. It was absolutely beautiful. It was a real beautiful car. And Mum came down to Wales. And one Sunday, Maya and I think my mum and maybe my auntie, I took them out to Llanelli, to this beautiful restaurant. And I was working probably 6 days a week, a lot of hours a day. And I ended up going down the wrong path. I didn't really know it at the time, but looking back, I lost that cutting edge. I wasn't preaching much, I didn't really have time. I was involved in church, but I was just sort of on the edge, one foot in, one foot out. And I complained all throughout this meal. It was in the west of Wales, beautiful hotel by the beach, 5-star service, and I was fault finding. I was complaining, this isn't right, that isn't right. And as I was getting back into the car park and opening the car to bring it round to collect my mum, the Lord stopped me in my steps like that. Literally, it was like a wall. And he said, do you remember me? That's what I sensed. No audible voice, but I felt that thought. And it was such a shock. So, do you remember when you were in the prison cell? And you shouted out? I said, oh, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Because I didn't have an attitude of gratitude. You see, I made the biggest mistake that we all make. I thought them gifts were mine. I thought I deserved it. I worked hard for that money. I deserve a Jaguar. I deserve a Porsche. I deserve this, I deserve that. And I deserve zilch. Zero. Nothing. The Bible tells me I deserve death. Eternal separation from God. And it was a hard journey back. It was humbling, humiliating. But so easy. With the worries and cares of this world, we can be pulled in the wrong way. When we forget about the gifts and benefits we receive from God, we forget about the benefactor. That's the gift giver. When I receive a gift, I'm so grateful. If somebody gave me that Jaguar, I would have said, oh, wow, thank you so much. But when I bought it, and he gave me the keys, and I paid a fair market value for it, I wasn't really grateful. I just said, okay, sign here. Cheers, catch you next time. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Getting it? Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Okay. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of heavenly lights, but has no shadow of turning in him. Whenever the great mercies we receive are forgotten, praise and thanksgiving is lost. And when praise and thanksgivings are lost, we're in a dangerous place. Because we just go through the motions. We just go through the motions. Yeah, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Next. And we've all been there. That's why we shouldn't stop meeting, fellowshipping, spurring each other on. Confessing our sins to each other and our weaknesses. Because you know what? We're all the same. We all struggle with the same things. Before we know it, we've lost our cutting edge. Jesus seems miles away. And the world with its desires and lusts just seems so attractive. And that happened to me so quickly. After God gave me everything I ever desired. A wife of my dreams, a beautiful home, beautiful businesses. And I forgot about it. See, there's a real danger. The more we have, the less grateful we become. We are one in ten. Are we the one that comes back to Jesus' feet Are we? The other nine. Thankful. Give thanks in all circumstances. That's what the Bible tells us. Not for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. Because God is worthy. As you know, I think it was 2 years ago, on the 20th of April, I had surgery for cancer. And a lot of you remember that. I thank you for all the prayers and support that you gave to me, especially to Maya. And I know a lot of you are facing really serious things. If not with you, it's somebody close to you, your family. And God has done so much for us to be thankful for. I've got so much for God to be thankful for. But we constantly have to remind ourselves to have an attitude of gratitude. Two people looking out of a prison cell window. One saw stars and the other saw bars. A lot of it has nothing to do with the circumstances we find ourselves in. It is an attitude of our heart. It is a heart thing. Are we grateful? Proverbs says the leech has two daughters. Give, give. It's not what we haven't got. It's what we already have. We've got something the world hasn't got and the world can't take it away. You have a relationship with the living God. You've been brought out of darkness into marvelous light. As far as the east is from the west, our sins and transgressions have been taken from us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit who's been... God didn't leave us as orphans. He sent his Holy Spirit as a deposit, a seal that guarantees our inheritance. Wow. We've got so much. But we constantly have to remind ourselves, because every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. We can be like the one in ten. We can be like the leper that came and fell prostrate at Jesus' feet. See, because thankfulness involves humility, certainly a posture of humility. If I believe I'm owed something, I'm never going to be grateful. I'm never going to be thankful because I think I'm entitled to it. Well, if God gave me what I was entitled to, I would have been dead and separated from him years ago. And you may not have lived such a colourful life as me. Your salvation may not have been so dramatic as me. But the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and we all fall short of the glory of God. And we all deserve death, which is eternal separation from him. But God, who's rich in love and mercy, reached out to us. For the conclusion of the matter, what can we be thankful for? Not just the big things. What can we be thankful for? My wife. Top of the list. I've been married long enough. But I mean that.
What's that?
My friends. Salt and pepper. Imagine eating food without salt and pepper. I love black pepper. I love black pepper. Horseradish sauce on my steak. Wow. Son, And he opened the blinds this morning and saw that blue sky and that light. Oh boy, after living in Wales so long. Beautiful. Sleep. I was an insomniac before I was a Christian. I had to take all kinds of drugs to sleep, to wake up, to function, because I was riddled in guilt through the lifestyle I was leading. Sleep. Sweet sleep. Oh boy, peace. Oh boy. I remember when I first became a Christian, and for the first time since I could ever remember, in prison, I was, mind you, I had this peace. The colour, the green, the spring, and the summer coming. Colour. I used to see things in black and white. Really did. And when I got born again, it was like somebody literally took the sunglasses off. But I find I take them for granted and put them in my pocket with my car keys. I forget. Now, remember I asked you, I want some answers. Didn't forget. What are you grateful for? Shout it out before I ask you personally.
Warmth.
My wife.
Warmth. My wife.
My salvation.
Oh, hallelujah.
Family.
Amen. Family. More, come on.
Music.
Music. Amen.
Friends.
Friends.
Pizza.
Oh.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Oh, who said ice cream? Yeah.
Bikes.
Church.
Church. Amen.
Coffee.
Oh, how did I forget that? Coffee.
God's grace. Bible.
Amen.
Relationship with Christ.
Amen. We so much to be thankful for. And I want you to humor me today and these coming days. I want you to try and count all your blessings. Try and count a few of them, at least. Because you know, when you do, you find that attitude of gratitude just starts to bubble up. And life starts to be pretty good again. You don't feel as tired. You don't feel as stressed out. Maybe I'll be able to drive without cursing.
Maybe.
Maybe. Got a long way to go. And finally, and I'm serious, I haven't finished doing this myself, but I want you to try. And write a list of answered prayers. And as we remind ourselves of God's goodness, His mercy, His grace, His love, oh, it's life-changing. And things that seem pretty bad and pretty crappy don't seem that pretty bad and pretty crappy anymore. Because you'll have an attitude of gratitude. God bless you.